This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
Mike is in Tallahassee. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, thank you for taking time to talk with me. Appreciate it.
Sure. What's up?
Well, all right. So my question is, I'm a minister. I'm over different ministries in our church. I'm not the head pastor, but I'm on staff. I'm 37 now. I haven't put a lot of money away for retirement. At the time when I graduated, not too long ago, I just got into ministry, full of energy, full of life, didn't think much about it. Now I'm 37. Praise God, I'm married. We have two kids. And I'm like, man, I realize I'm getting tired more, and I know that I need to put money away for retirement. So I put away, I think, $24,000 now in a 403B with Guidestone, and I know it's not enough, and I know I need to do something different. So I'm just trying to figure out the best thing to do. Love my church. Don't want to leave nothing.
What do you make?
Find the best thing.
What do you make on your pastor salary?
So after taxes, it's $888.37 a week.
And is your wife home with the children?
No, she's a nurse.
Oh, she is.
She makes about the same.
She makes $800 a week, so like $45,000 a year.
Yeah, I think. Well, that's after taxes are taken out.
Yeah.
So it's I think I'm $53,000 maybe.
Okay, and she makes what?
I think she makes about $70,000 maybe.
So that's a household income of like $120,000 a year.
Yes.
You guys are going to be okay. What is she putting away?
I think she's maxing it out right now, what she can do.
And you have no debt?
We're trying our best. We have just our house, and I paid off all, I have a master's, got that paid off. Just our house, and maybe, we have like an interest-free, couch and bed or something.
Yeah.
Maybe $2,000 that we're paying off.
Sounds like you're not very involved in the money.
Well, yeah. So some things we have our car too.
Debt.
Our car paid off. I think my Jeep has $18,000.
Okay, that's pretty substantial. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
other than that,
all right. Yeah. The first thing. All right. Proverbs says, be diligent to know the state of your flocks and herds. Solomon wrote that in an agrarian economy when flocks and herds would have been any representation of wealth that one had. So be diligent to know the status of your money is what that says, Pastor. The first thing I want you guys to do is you and your wife to sit down and say, this exactly is our income. This exactly is how much I owe on the Jeep. It's exactly how much we owe on the stupid furniture bill. And the borrower is slave to the lender, and I don't want to be slave anymore. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to clean up this debt. Do you have any savings other than your Gladstone?
I have, we have about $9,000, okay, in a savings account.
Okay. Then we're going to sit down. I'm going to send you a book called The Total Money Makeover that's going to walk you step by step through how to apply biblical financial principles to your situation. Okay?
Okay.
The first thing we're going to do is clear off all the debt except the home and keep $1,000 in the bank. We don't want to be below that. Then once the debt is all gone, and you should do that pretty quickly with your income, then you should be able to build an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. Because in the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, representation of wealth, in other words. It's wise people save money. And, of course, we're going to have a detailed written plan because Jesus said don't build a tower without first counting the cost, lest you get halfway up and you're unable to finish, and all who see you begin to mock you. So we're going to have a plan. The mind of man plans his ways. The Lord directs his steps. These are all familiar to you, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So my point being that, God's given you a pretty good handbook on how to do this. We'll give you some ways to apply the ancient scriptures, which oddly enough are common sense, to your situation and help you clear through this and then get your retirement going. With making the money you're making, you should be debt-free and have your retirement going in about a year, year and a half, and you should really have a good, clear vision about where you're going, because where there is no vision, the people perish. We're going to have an exact, detailed dream in high definition laid out, and then the next time I ask you numbers, it's not going to be, I think, I don't know, maybe, sort of. Mm-hmm. You're going to know where you are, and you're going to clean the freaking mess up you made so that you can get on with having a good, high-quality life, because you guys make $120,000 a year. There's no reason you should be broke or retire broke. None whatsoever. You've got the ability to do that. So I'll put you, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do better than that. Go ahead and put him just all the way through Financial Peace University. He's a pastor trying to make it out there. We'll help him. Mm. Just go through Financial Peace University and put him in the every dollar premium, so the whole package, so we'll just love on him and help him. And Mike, you're a good man.
Yeah, you know, it reminded me, when I was a kid, we'd watch Saturday morning cartoons. That's how old I am. That'll age me. But there was always this public service message about knowing is half the battle. It was just this little commercial they'd run. Knowing is half the battle. And in this case,
what was it about? Knowing what?
Well, they would tell you some just basic fact.
Oh, it was a little factoid.
Yeah, you know, just in between commercials. But the point I'm making is that in his case, and I think in all of our cases, when it comes to really getting control of our money, you got to know what your situation is before you can fix it. And he was a classic situation. We're not picking on him at all, but just not a clear picture himself of what their reality is. And getting clear on that all of a sudden allows us to go, oh, now we can actually see a path to the future.
And we took our four-wheelers up in the mountain, and the roads were a little unclear,
to say the least. Yeah.
And I was real glad the GPS thing said, you are here.
Right.
You got to know where you are before you can know how to get there.
That's exactly.
And you are here. Oh, based on that, I can turn left up here, mm-hmm. and I'll be okay and mm-hmm. not get my throat slit up here somewhere.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wind up in a deliverance movie.
Get out of this neighborhood. Yeah. Oops. Yeah. You are here. This is how you get out of the mess. You got to first know where you are and then know where to go next, right? You are here. So get, and then dream in high definition, like your high def television.
Love that.
Real high detail. Exactly. This is what I want it to smell like. This is what I want it to feel like 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I want to be in this situation. I want to be, when I get in that car, I want to feel that, I want to feel a different feeling than I feel right now in this hoopty. You know, you want to lay it all out in detail. And this is how I want it to be when I'm walking my grandson down the street and he's four, you know, and you can look out there in the future and go in detail. This is how I want it. This is where we want to do it. This is the feel of how we want family to look like and all that. And that then gives you very clear motivation because your brain immediately starts saying, now, what have I got to do to get there?
That's right. So here's a fun little thing. Clarity leads to confidence, and then confidence leads to courage, the courage to actually be gazelle intense, the courage to take the comments and the snide remarks from friends and family, the courage to live completely like no one else, as Dave has said for decades. That's the formula here, and Dave has drilled this into all of us here in what we're offering to every one of you in the area of money and work and relationships is a clear path, because clarity is the key to everything.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. Need help with your investments? Connect with a SmartVestor Pro at RamseySolutions.com/invest or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.